Sokuyizika disendaba ku VOA indebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Njabulo ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 1 kumfumfu 2021 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje
bona ngani vele isikhathi kade sisifikile ukuthi kwenziwe njalo, and sibona ngazathi kuzanceda ukuletha i-business labantu bakwazi ukuthi babuyele emisebenzini basebenze.
Isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 kwele South Africa okwamukelwe ngenjabulo enkulu ngabaningi, ikakhulu abavela eZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe.
Kuthiwa yena lo mqondisi moyo nabanye abayi-30 eplazini leyintabazinzwini awe-Chief Lord mhlaka 8 March bakhuthaza odlakela batshaya u-security guard basebethatha le-laptop ye-14,500 eyayingekaFloyd Ambrose.
Isiphathamandla sebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party uMnumzana Patton Xaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi kobulawayo namhla ekhalaza imvumo yokukhululwa ngemali yesibambiso. Ukuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo o-hip hop uWarren Moyo odume ngegama lokuthi ngu-Rocky Dub ocula ekobulawayo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kuwona lo msakazo. Abantu abaphezulu kwamakhulu amathathu 335 abahlolwe izolo batholakala bele COVID-19 elizweni, kwathi abayisikhombisa babulawa yilo umkhuhlane. Okwamanje ilizwe selenelisile ukuhlaba abantu abedlula izigidi ezintathu 3 million ijekiseni yokuzivikela ku-COVID-19. Kodwa abangaba izigidi ezedlula kancane ezimbili babo 2.2 million yibo asebehlatshwe amajekiseni omabili. Ukubika abogatsha lwezempilakahle. Kunjalo nje, isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 kwele South Africa okwamukelwe ngenjabulo ngabaningi, ikakhulu abeZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe. UThuso Khumalo sipha lolu daba eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa.
Kusukela namhlanje izalwane zakwele South Africa sezivunyelwa ukuqhuba imbuthano elabantu abafika izinkulungwane ezimbili 2,000 ngabe phandle kwezakhiwo kumbe abedlula amakhulu ayisikhombisa 750 ngabe phakathi. Isikhathi okwenqabela abantu ukuhamba laso sekusele amahola amane kuphela kusukela ngo-12 o'clock ebusuku kusiya ku-4 o'clock ekuseni. Emngcwabeni sekuvunyelwa abantu abalikhulu 100. Abanatha utshwala labo batsha umlozi njengoba sebevunyelwa ukubuthenga malanga wonke, kanti emabhawa sebengabubhudla kuze kutshaye u-11 o'clock ebusuku. Esethula lesi simemezelo izolo ebusuku, umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa uthele South Africa seliphumile ku-third wave ye-coronavirus, kanti-ke lezibalo zabahlaselwa ilo mkhuhlane ngelanga sezehle kakhulu.
At the peak of the third wave, we were recording around
qale kuhlaselwa abantu abafika 20,000 ngelanga, kodwa kathesi sebedlalela kubo 2,000.
The average number of new cases was at around 1,800 a day.
Lamanyathelo aza ngesikhathi kuyiwa kokhisimusi njalo ele South Africa lilungiselela ukhetho asemukelwe ngezandla zombili abaningi. Isizalwane seZimbabwe uMnumzana Khanyisa Sinkala uthi bathemba lokhu kuzavula amathuba emsebenzi laloba nje umnyaka usuvele ususiyaphela.
Sibona ngani vele isikhathi kade sisifikile ukuthi kwenziwe njalo, and sibona ngazathi kuzanceda ukuletha i-business labantu bakwazi ukuthi babuyele emisebenzini basebenze. Sisilanda i-festive season ukuthi lokhu abantu kuvulwe kuvalwe sokusilimazile economically, So encouragement yami kubantu baseZimbabwe abalapha ezweni laseSouth Africa ukuthi asambeni siyehlaba.
Isikole mesenhlanganiso emela izalwane zeZimbabwe kule South Africa eZimbabwe community in South Africa umnumzana Bongani Mkhwananzi uthi asisekwe isizathu sokuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe aqhubeke evale imingcele kulabo abafuna uzokwethekela lokuzothenga kwele South Africa.
Abantu bese bethwele nzima kakhulu kodwa ke siyanxusa nje ukuthi ngabe lelizwe lakithi nalo uyavulwa amabhoda impilo zabantu sezinesikhathi eside zinile kuyadingeka nje ukuthi kuvulwe amabhoda abantu bekwazi ukuhamba baye emakhaya bayelungisa okunye babone nezihlobo nabantwana.
Loba kunjalo abanye bathi ukuvumela abantu abaningi kangaka bebuthana ngesikhathi kuqhutshwa imikhankaso yokukhetho oluza qhutshwa ngolwezi kungahle kuphose ilizwe ku-fourth wave engagcina isenza kuvalwe zonke izinto. Sebephose bafike izigidi ezintathu sebehlaselwe i-coronavirus kwele South Africa 2.9 million. Asebefile sebebanga kuzinkulungwane ezingamachumi ayisiyagalolunye 87,000. Asebehlatshwe ngokugcweleyo sebesedlula izigidi eziyisiyagalombili over 8 million. Mele Studio 7, Johannesburg, kwele South Africa, nginguThuso Khumalo.
Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 naku 15460 kHz short wave.
Isiphathamandla sebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party umnumzana Patton Mqaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi kobulawayo namuhla ekhalaza imvumo yokukhululwa ngemali yesibambiso kulandela icala alitheswayo elokubangela udlakela ngenyanga kamabasa kungxabangxoza eyaqhamuka epulazini entaba zinduna. Ibandla leli lalisithi kufanele umnumzana Floyd Ambrose asuke epulazini leTabas Induna Farm eNyamandlovu ngoba lingelikamnumzana Brian Davis obikwa walithathelwa. Umnumzana Ambrose uthi wantshontshelwa imali njalo wachaywa ngamalunga e-MRP ngaleso isikhathi. Amanye amalunga aleli bandla angamachumi amathathu lane agoqela umkhokheli walo umnumzana Mqondisi Moyo lawo akhangelelwe ukumiswa phambi komthethwandaba ngecala elifanayo. Umnumzana Dumisani Dube iqwetha elibamelayo usichasisela okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ya wethu sicela lokuthi kuthiwa yena lo Mqondisi Moyo labanye abayipeti eplazini leyintaba zinjuna we-Chief Lord mhlaka 8 March bakhuthaza odlakela batshaya u-security guard basebethatha le-laptop le-14,500 US ebhulunga Floyd Ambrose. So ucharjwa ngo-section 37 of the Criminal Qualification Reform Act insecurity by court and incitement of public violence.
Sizwa njalo ukuthi akhona amanye amalunga eMthwakazi Republic Party azamiswa phambi komthethwandaba betheswa cala bani njalo kuyini elikukhangelele ngalolu daba?
Ya ngithola kulabanye abayi-31 abagoqela umthungameli we-MRPA Mqondisi Moyo omapholisa lasenkathulo emaphepheni abo bathi babeyi-32 kodwa mabizo sikajele mabizo angikhona ngobani. Awakhathi esikhayelele ukuthi njengoba sesenzile i-application yebheli ukuthi uxabe bethu nisiqalele suka endlini salindela ukuthi inkantolo izathini siyabuyela ekhodi ngomvulo ngo-quarter past 11 so sizazi ukuthi bathini then we'll take it from there. Kodwa amapholisa ebadisayo ukuthi bethole ibheli besithi bazabaleka bathanda ukukhuthaza udlame okwenkantolo ekhodayo asikabile nsolo but i-conduct yamapholisa esolisayo ukuthi isikhathi esiningi bagijimisa into zepolitics ukuthi benze umsebenzi lalapho ungelaqala khona lalapho ungelasidingo sokuthi beyalithi umuntu ethole ibheli baphikisa phela
icala balivumi bayalala icala.
Lowo ngumnumzana Dumisani Dube iqwetha isixoxelayo ekobulawayo. Ukusenjalo ibandla le-MDC Alliance lithi abasakhulayo abathathu ababotshwe izolo besola ikhomishini ebona ngoqhutshwa kokhetho yeZimbabwe Electoral Commission sebetheswe icala lokuvimba amahofisi la. Batshone imini yonke namhla besesitokisini njalo bengetheswanga icala. Amagqwetha abo ezama ukuthi bakhululwe. Abathathu laba babalisa umnumzana Johannes Karishi, Crispin Vera, loDanford Ngatsiwore, ongukhansila. Isikolo senkuba primary school enkayi sesisungule uhlelo lokufundisa abantwana kusetshenziswa imitshina yama computers, ama radio sets lokunye. Uhlelo lolu olusekelwa isizalwane seZimbabwe esiphandle kwelizwe esingaphisanga ukuvezwa ngigama lukhangelelwe ukuba luzanceda ukuvimba ukumemetheka kwegcikwane le-COVID-19. Umnumzana Robert Ndlovu obona ngokusungulwa kohlelo lolu uthi abantwana ababalisi lezakhamizi baluthakazelela. Asizweni exoxa ngalolu daba lo Gifts Dube we-Studio 7.
Bahambe ukuyafaka okuthiwa yi-digital library for i-e-learning system. Basically izikolo zisemaphandleni azila internet connectivity. So esikwenzayo, if you cannot access internet, sinasayiletha kuwe. So engasuka ngikwenzile la, ngathatha amabhuku, ama-PDF, ama-radio lessons, ama-MP3, lama-video. Kuba YouTube lapha la amahhala ngagqiba ku-computer kwenze ukuthi ngicreate okuthiwa i-digital library. So nganginama-laptop amabili futhi ngase ngithenga le speaker yabona kuyi-speaker okuthiwa ngabafana lo okwengoma lokho okulengiswayo lokho right ngathiwe ngithenga lama USB flash ama-flash drive I think ngathenga ama-32 gig I think ayi-6 masezasezibotshwa sesesiya khonayo. So ngithembe ezifika khona bengasekani nge-internet ngoba ngathi 60% of i-educational material esezinswa ezikolo yayisigcwele ku-hard drive yekhompyutha engahambelayo. So ngifika ngale ngafika ngakhona ngabatshengisa ukuthi ukholekthwa njani ngafaka i-speaker esa ngafaka i-USB kwadlala ama-radio lessons. So lapha babesiza ukuthiwa ngama-auditory esizinze okokulalela. Sasikwenza sisakhuladuwe okwakuthiwa ngama-radio lessons okwakuqala. Okwesibili, I think lokhu kwabajabulayo sakhulu, amavidiyo angangihambelayo la kukhompyutha ngenelisa ukuthi edlalwe kumakhompyutha wirelessly kodwa engazange eye kwi-intanethi. Amakhompyutha lamafoni abo ayayicupha khonapho kukhompyutha le engangihambelayo okuthiwa yi-local area network. So ngasengithena laba abalisi ukuba beziproducele i-content yabo ngoba ungananzelela ukuphuma kwabo-YouTube lezindawo ngokwemazweni okunye. So ngabafundisa ukuthi berekhode using amafoni abo nokuthi berekhode ama-radio lessons ngolimi ngizwa abantu aba.
So ngasikhangela khonapho-ke singathi ukuze kwethule uhlelo lolu kwethula ngaphansi kwenkampani yokuthiwa kuyini njalo ubona ngani kuyasebenza kakhulu yini emaphandleni nxa usethula uhlelo lolu?
Ye, kuyasebenza. Ikhampani mina I'm a consultant ku-telecoms and ICT. Ikhampani yami kuthiwa yi-WhatsApp. So uhlelo lolu ngaluqashe e-town lapha kubulawayo ngifaka ama-websites yama-e-learning libraries ezikolo where abantwana could access i-material esikolo kumbe ngizwe i-internet. But even e-town lapha kwi-internet yangkhona iyadula. So esasebenza ezikolo lapha emchede ngasenzeka primary abantwana bayabuya esikolo kumbe abazali lama-USB drive kumbe lama-memory card sebekopela isifundo zama-memory card ngoba wonke umuntu ulayifoni lapha endlini. Abantu abaningi balawa ama-smart TV lapha ababukela khona umvango labosidingo and so on. So igepe yayikhona ngeza abantu abaningi bengibhatile abengilobela besithi pho-ke thina emakhaya okungala intanethi okungalazisa kuthiwayo. Ngathi hhayi for izesa kusenziwa ama-solar panel njalo amakhompyutha esiwasebenzisayo kuthiwa ngama-micro computers okutsho ukubana akadli umuntu lomnyeni. So amaphaneli lizifaka laphana akaduli kakhulu lamabhatri. So i-demand le esasinika ngayibona kokutitshi njengoba ngithithi ngihamba kokuqala ekhaya semphendulo kobulawayo sizabuyela ngemva kwamaviki amabili to perfect the program.
Lo umnumzana Robert Ndlovu ingcwethi wezobulembu be-intanethi obexoxa lo Gifts Dube we-Studio 7 esenkuba primary school enkayi esabelweni semathebeleleni North. Ku-Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela imizamo yokwenqabela i-COVID-19 kanye lokuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu ijekiseni yokuzivikela. Paul Kagame wakwele Rwanda uthi lizwe lakhe lifuna ukuqhatsha ababalisi abaqeqeshe ezifundweni ezitshiyeneyo abadabuka eZimbabwe. Wethule lokhu eKigali ngolwesithathu kusihlwa emhlanganweni weRwanda eZimbabwe Trade and Investment Conference ogqitshwe izolo. Emhlanganweni lo bekulabaqondisi bamankampani, iziphathamandla zikahulumende wakhe lezakwele Zimbabwe labanye. Umabona kude weRwanda Television uthaphe amazwi la esithi uyafisa kakhulu ukuqhatsha ababalisi abakhaliphileyo abadabuka eZimbabwe. Mnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeZimta, utshele uGives Dube weStudio 7 ukuba bakwamukela ukukhulunywe ngumongameli Kagame.
Siyambonga umongameli waseRwanda ngokunanzelela ukuthi ababalisi baZimbabwe baqeqeshile njalo bayahlonipheka, kanti benza lezinga lezemfundo leZimbabwe libe lezinga elihloniphekayo. Okusukuhleke ukuthi sesibona ngamazwi wonke ukuthi ababalisi laba bayasebenza ngokumqotho sindana behlangana lobunzima obukhulu elizweni labo.
Lizakhulumisa nalo uhulumende na ngodaba lolu babandlovu?
Esikujabulelayo kakhulu ukuthi nxa lo umkhumbulo ongaba ngumkhumbulo ophumelelayo kawuphumelele, kuyikuthi ohulumende baxhumene ukuthi labo babalisi abahamba besiya eRwanda bahambe beyingxenye kahulumende, ukwenzela ukuthi inkanuko zabo zebekhona ngale zinanzeleleke njalo zivikeleke. Phela umuntu angahamba eyedwa olapho ukuthi afike adliwe ngamanqe esekhonale. Thina-ke siyakukhuthaza ukuthi kube khona ababalisi abahambayo besiyadinga ulwazi kwamanye amazwe, kanti njalo bebachathekela ngolwazi lweZimbabwe. Sikubonile kusenzakala lokho eZimbabwe lisungula uzibuse, okutshengisela ukuthi kakusiyo nto entsha ukuthi ababalisi bachaphakale bagcwale amazwe bencedisana lezinye izizwe. Labethu-ke ngokunjalo kufanele sibe kusukwemukele lokho, kakusiyo nto elihlazo. Ukuthi baningi okunganani ababalisi abakhanuka ukuthi baye khona, hathi asikakutholi ukuthi baningi okunganani, kodwa nxa bebaningi bekhanuka okutshengisela ukuthi bayafisa ukuthi baye kubona kwezinye indawo ukuthi kwenzakalani, mhlawumbe njalo bangathola ukungcono. Nanku phela uhamba kwazala induna.
Lo mnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yababalisi yeZimta, obexoxa lo Gives Dube weStudio 7 eseHarare. Okwamanje ngesizwe udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Uhulumende weDemocratic Republic of Korea wethule umbiko mhlaka 13 kunyanga kaMpandula esithi uvivinya ukusebenza kwezikhali zenhlamvu zombhubhiso ezohlobo lwama-long range cruise missiles angafika kwele Japan. Kumalanga amabili alandela umbiko lo, uhulumende lo wasungula ukusebenza kwalezi izikhali ezimbili ngokuzivivinya okungokwakuqala kunyanga eziyisithupha ezedluleyo. Uhulumende weMelika wasola lolu hlelo. Emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba, isikhulumeli sikahulumende weMelika umnumzana Nate Price wathi ukuvivinywa kwalezi izikhali yikwephula izivumelwano eziningi ezogatsha lwezomvikela kumanyano wamazwe omhlaba we-United Nations olwe-Security Council, njalo eleMelika liyazi ukuthi inyathelo leli ngelokwethusela amazwe akhelane lele Democratic Republic of North Korea kanye lawemhlabeni jikelele. Obona ngokwethulwa kwembiko kusigodlo sezomvikela eMelika Melika. Esepentagon, umnumzana John Kirby, uthe lokhu kuveza sobala ukuthi inyathelo le-Democratic Republic of Korea liletha ukungahlaliseki. Ugcizelele wathi uhulumende weMelika uzimisele ukuvikela ele-Republic of Korea lele-Japan. Ukukhulumisana ngezikhali zombhubhiso ezama-nuclear phakathi kwelizwe le-United States lele-Democratic Republic of Korea kwamiswa kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2019. Kodwa uhulumende kamongameli Biden wakubeka sobala ukuthi ufuna inkulumo lezi ziqhubeke. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Price uthi eleMelika lizimisele ukuthi kube lenkulumo ezizavumela ukuthi ligcwalise injongo yalo eyokuthi kungabi lezikhali zombhubhiso kusigaba se-Korean Peninsula. Uthi eleMelika alilanjongo yokuba lenzondo ngokwenziwe ngele-Democratic Republic of Korea, kodwa lidinga ukwehlisa izinga lokwethuselwa kweMelika labangani balo abagoqela ele-Republic of Korea lele-Japan. Njalo baza kufeza lokhu ngokukhulumisana kuhle. Kusikhatshana esisanda ukwedlula bekulenhlelo ezithile phakathi kweleMelika lamazwe akhelane lelizwe le-North Korea kukhulunywa ngalo. Phakathi kwenyanga kaNcwabakazi omela i-Democratic Republic of Korea eMelika uSung Kim uvakatshele ele-Tokyo wahlangana leziphathamandla zikahulumende we-Japan leze-Republic of Korea ukucubungula udaba le-Democratic Republic of Korea lezi inye. Abaphathintambo bakwamanye amazwe abe-PRC labe-Republic of Korea bahlangana eSeoul ngesikhathi ele-Democratic Republic of Korea lisanda ukuvivinya izikhali zalo ezama-long-range missiles. Isikhulumeli sikahulumende umnumzana Price uthe imihlangano le iqakathekile kunhlelo zokukhulumisana, njalo eleMelika likholwa ukuthi imbuthano le izafeza injongo efana leyeMelika lamazwe akhelane le-Democratic Republic of Korea eyokuthi kube lengqubekela phambili kunhlelo zokuthi kungabi lezikhali zombhubhiso esigabeni se-Korean Peninsula. Lapho belilalele udaba oluveza imbono kahulumende weMelika. Kuliviki kuhlelo Woza Friday silomculi wengoma zomdumo we-hip hop uWaren Moyo odume ngegama lokuthi nguRocky Dub ocula ekoBulawayo. Asizweni ixoxalo Ezra Chisasfanda we-Studio 7.
I'm such a flamer. She asked me who I be. Team nothing fella. The city motivator. The scheming on some paper. I'ma get one to ask me how I feel. Bro, I'm G'd up.
Ungafika uthi udinga uWaren Moyo ekasi lakhe enketha abamali, kodwa ungathi Rocky Dub bakukhomba kuye. Kungani esaziwa kangaka la?
Ngazalelwa enketha, ngafunda enketha primary grade 1 to 7. Ngase ngiqhubeka ngisiya eJonthalak eNtaba Zinduna ekhaya, ngenza khona i-secondary yami. Ngiqeda khona phangaya eBulawayo Adventist High School engayenza khona i-A-level yami. Ngathi ngaqalisa ukurekhoda sibili okujulileyo 2009.
I'm hot, I'm such a flamer. She asked me who I be. Keep nothing better. She see the motivator. Just give me no some paper. I'ma get one that.
Ungena nje kwezomculo we-hip hop uRocky Dub ephiwa umdlandla ngabanye abaphambi kwakhe.
Ngathi ngomalume bami ngoba babekuyenza kusuka ngakhula ngibabona ngibakhangile. Lami I think wangenza ngafisa ukuba yiwo. Ungenze ngakhetha umdumo lo yikho futhi ukuthi ngakhula ngibukela ukuthi bona babesenza njani izinto zabo. Abantu asebewamukele kahle, sengathola lama-nomination ama-best hip hop. Abantu basekela and abantu bayathenga ama-album la.
Swagela machera i-4 Henny win u-desha i-4 Safungula makesa i-4 Skale stoji kredla i-4 Swagela machera i-4
Isebenza ejakala komoyo selamadlalade athize ela wacindezelayo asetholakala njalo ethengwa ngabalandeli bakhe.
Sengenze ama album angu 3. Eyokuqala ngiyenze 2018 abayithi Nkosi Standards. Esibili ngiyenze 2019 abayithi Nguyafi. Then esithathu ngiyenze ngeminyaka odlulileyo abayithi Ngulingo the album. Engizenzele khona apha futhi koBulawayo labantu abaproducer khona bakoBulawayo. Isimbe fakwe futha me-cyborg bophela boheva bomthayikho injezile ukufusha you don't know phela ngakudla i-righto bengasoli barrels
top is vale uhlelo phosela ilizwi kubalaleli rock top ungakahambi
liqhubeke lisekela lathi asisose siliphambanise siyanika umculo omnandi ochazayo umculo wami ungatholakala kuwonke ama-show ama-online shops abo Spotify, abo iTunes, abo Deezer, abo kuma social media pages ami wonke, ku Twitter yami ngu Rocky Dub, RockieDub, na ku Facebook ile ngilisebenzisayo, na ku Instagram ile ngilisebenzisayo, ukho ngathola khona ama links ami.
Libasana ngomculo we hip hop siwuphakulelwa ngu Rocky Dub obe nguyesi laye kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday Rockon Rocky Dub mpela sonto emnandikini lonke igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Hip hop waren moyo odume ngegama lokuthi uRocky Dub ocula ekoBulawayo. Singakehlukani yesikhangele ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Isiphinde yayekethiswa imigoqo yokwenqabela iCOVID-19 kwele South Africa osokwamukelewe ngenjabulo enkulu ngabaningi kakhulu abeZimbabwe asebehlala kulelo lizwe. Isiphathamandla sebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party uMnumzana Patton Xaba umiswe phambi komthethwandaba kamantshi koBulawayo namhla lapho akhalaze imvumo yokukhululwa imali yesibambiso yebail. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje olivalelisayo. Yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.